Okay, now picture it. Sicily. No, wait, not Sicily. That's the Golden Girls. Wait, let's go. USA, California, 1949. Okay, here's what happened. They're having a dance. They're having a dance. And there's this person, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, is there. And he walks in, and they're dancing. And they're holding each other, and their breasts are touching chests. And they're, all he can see is legs and exposed outlines of breasts. And what he looks around and he sees is going on while they're playing, Baby, It's Cold Outside. And that one song played at that one moment set up all of what you call the Al-Qaeda, all of Al-Qaeda, which then became ISIS. Once they outdid, the Shiites were outdone, and you've got the fella knocked down who was over that position. Now, of course, the Americans paid for all that, but that was what made the jihadists real, that they would hate, that the radical Islamic Muslims would hate America, so because they exposed and did everything avant-garde. It's the Marilyn Monroe. It's the big cars. It's the fast food. It's the living. And see, with Sharia law, to the nth degree, you can't have all that. So it became death to America. Now, America didn't help because they are capitalized on it at every level. And then America's, if you'd have kept the Al-Qaeda, you'd have been all right. But you created Al-Qaeda. And then you put in Saddam Hussein to get rid of the Ayatollah Khomeini. The Ayatollah Khomeini was in charge when all this stuff started. Then you didn't like the Ayatollah and you put him out and you put in Saddam Hussein. And he was the best thing since damn sliced, damn white Wonder Bread. The best thing ever. Then one day he woke up and said, oh, hell no, I ain't running this like this. I'm going to do what Isis wants to. And then Isis is going to do what Isis wants to. And then Isis is going to do this, and Isis is going to do that, and Isis is going to do this, and Isis is going to do that. And next thing you know, they had to go get Osama bin Laden to come blow up his shit. But then he comes in from Afghanistan, he comes in and starts to blow up all their stuff. Then all these statues and everything that we paid for, they come down and knock the head off and roll his head down the street. Now he's gone. So now they don't have anything in place. And now Syria's in an uproar. And now you've dispersed the poison into all the world, that all of Sharia law is just that. All because of one little song. Takfirism.
This guy wrote a book, correct, Dion, which became the rallying point?
A couple of them, but it wasn't him. He was martyred in the days.
He was martyred, that's correct, yep.
He was martyred. He was killed because he was so radical, and now they still sing his praises even today.
Yeah,
even dead. He's done more dead than alive.
That's right, and they've allegedly he has been responsible for the death of more Muslims than the Christians during the Crusades because of what he started.
Most certainly. That's exactly right. And his bid is, see, and then it goes all the way into the Quoker Quadrant, because it goes all the way in, because his bidges are available even now.
Guess what?
Bidges. He's got bidges. No, bidges. Don't y'all watch the Squid Billy?
Bidges. Ian, you said Takfirism. What is that? Or maybe I didn't hear you right.
Oh, did you want us to spell it?
Sure.
T-A-K-F-I. R-I-S-M. And then I is going to do this, and I is going to do that, and that became ISIS.